Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, I don't know if you've heard of this, but the horse boy method is a way of working with horses to address neuropsychiatric conditions such as autism and ADHD and anxiety, trauma, and basically anything that's to do with the nervous system and the brain. Rupert Isaacson is the developer of Horse Boy and a movement method, and he joins me now just to tell us how and why he came up with this equine therapy program and how it works. Rupert, are you there? Good morning.
Hello, I'm right here. Thanks for having me on. I fell into it by accident. I didn't want to be any kind of autism guru. My son was diagnosed. And when he was diagnosed, we were at a complete loss what to do. He was very severe. He was nonverbal. And he couldn't communicate with us at all. And all the orthodox therapies I was trying, behavioral therapies, not just were not working, they made it worse. I happened to have horses. Ironically, I was keeping him away from horses, but it was on, because I thought he wasn't safe with them, but it was on a foraging expedition, actually in the woods, where he saw my neighbor's very quiet quarter horse mare, Betsy, went and made his own connection with her. I followed this. And then when I began to ride in with him in front of me in a Western saddle, which was what he wanted to do, he was just sort of showing me with his body he wanted to get up on the horse, he began to speak properly, and it all went from there.
That is quite special and unbelievable. So Rowan, your son, non-verbal, you've been to all the usual therapy, behavioral and speech therapy, didn't work, you said, made it worse. Then Rowan kind of guides you, you said, keeping him away from horses, guides you that he wants to touch and get on the horse, and then this light bulb moment, it all kind of works. Scientifically, what had you accidentally stumbled upon?
Right, so this was explained to me years later, after I'd been doing this not just with him but with other children, and getting basically the same result, the same result, the same result, the same result. And I went to neuroscientists and said, please, you've got to explain to me what's going on. And they said, you've accidentally stumbled into two things. One is a way to switch off what's called the cell danger response in the brain, just basically fear and anxiety, which people with autism and other neuropsychiatric conditions are riddled with. And you're doing this by putting the child into this extended period of hip rocking, which the horse is giving them, but you're also supporting them so they can relax the psoas muscle through the hips, which is the key to creating a hormone called oxytocin. Oxytocin is the antidote to stress, and it's the hormone, ironically, that makes you communicate. So this is what was happening. But then something else was going on, which they explained to me, that when the kid was in this optimal state of wanting to communicate and feeling good, so all of the sensory problems they were having was sort of quiet down, then the brain, when it has to balance, which is a type of problem solving, produces a protein. This protein is called BDNF. B is for brain, D is for derived, meaning made by the brain. The N is a long word, neurotrophic, means growing of brain cells factor, the brain producing more of its own brain cells. And among these brain cells, the sort of optimal cognitive place that the brain gets to with this are some cells with a funny name. They sound like Pokemon characters. They're called Purkinje cells because they're named after a Czech scientist called Purkinje who discovered them. And these Purkinje cells, which people on the autism spectrum often have a deficit of, govern social skills. So you're taking someone who's riddled with anxiety and all shut down, filling them with an happiness hormone that calms down their nervous system and a communication hormone, and then putting their brain in this optimal position where it produces scads and scads of these cells that govern social skills, and boom, things happen.
Very quickly, Rowan, you say within 6 weeks of him getting in the saddle, he was forming sentences. I mean, this is a child, you were told, would be, you know, nonverbal. And it was a very difficult period in your life, I suspect. And then you started running play dates and you had other kids on the spectrum who were taking part in this. Is it difficult to teach a horse for this? I mean, is it a type of horse or a method of training?
It is a little bit. You can't, if you want to get the optimal effect, you have to train the horse in a specific way. You have to train the horse to go in a sort of dancey type of rhythm, what people call dressage. And the reason is that if the horse, if you're just leading a horse by, say, pulling it, or just riding with a horse on a very loose rein, with the horse's weight on his shoulders, unfortunately, what happens for an autistic child is they tilt forward. And if they tilt forward, they have to tense their psoas muscle. If they tense their psoas muscle, it unfortunately sends a signal to the part of their brain that governs fear, it's called the amygdala, to start producing the stress hormone cortisol. So ironically, if you're doing therapeutic riding for, say, cerebral palsy with a kid with a quote-unquote normal brain, that tilting forward might be quite good for them. But for a child with a neuropsychiatric condition, it's very bad for them. So you have to train the horse to go in what's called a collected rhythm. So when people come and train with us to do horse boy method, we show them how to train their horses this way.
What is the Horse Boy Foundation today?
Well, what we do is we work worldwide. We work in about 30 countries, I would say, over about 100 locations. And we realized that we could do this without horses too. So we teach people how to use play equipment, even household furniture, even classroom furniture, to get these effects. Okay, it might not be quite as good as a horse, but it's still going to get you a long way. And we realized that people, even when they were coming to us, you know, most of the time the kid wasn't on the horse, and what are you telling the parents to do when they go home? So now we have three methods. We have something called Horse Boy Method, which we've talked about, which is largely with the younger children, putting them in front of us in the saddle and giving them the oxytocin effect that way. We also have something called Movement Method, which we do. We teach parents, carers, caregivers, teachers, etc., how to do it. And that can happen in a living room, that can happen off the horse at a riding stable, but we also do it in schools and deliver academics this way. And then finally, we have something called Athena, which is usually for adults, often with trauma but other neuropsychiatric conditions, where we deliver this through ground-based activities with the horse. And over the years, we've developed these three programs to suit these three different populations, but basically giving the same effect I spoke about before. Oxytocin for communication and joy and calming of the sensory system, BDNF to get this optimal cognitive effect, and then these Purkinje cells to govern social skills. And this is the secret, really.
Can you tell me about Rowan today?
Yeah. I'll be meeting him actually in Ireland in October. He is, he's 20. He's living an independent life. He's living in Texas, owns his own house, owns his own car, started college last week.
Wow.
Flies back and forth across the Atlantic by himself. And, you know, when he was at his most severe, incontinent, tantruming, floating away from me, I had this weird irrational vision that I was arriving at an airport. And this tall, good-looking young man, taller than me, I was looking up at him, arrived to pick me up and took me out to his car. And we got in his car and we drove off to wherever it was we were going. And that was him. And I thought, well, that's totally unrealistic, but I don't know how we'll get there, but I want to go in that direction. Mm. Anyway, long story short, 15 years passed. I arrived in Austin Airport last year, and this tall young man comes to pick me up, takes me out to his car. I'm looking up at him, we're putting my bags in the car, and I'm realizing, oh my gosh, it happened, that thing happened.
Does Ron still have a special connection with horses now, even now?
Yeah, he does like them. I mean, he's interesting. You know, he's gone in and out of horses over the course of his life. In the early years, we were virtually living in the saddle on Betsy. That was this water horse. And that we rode across Mongolia together. I wrote a book about it called The Horse Boy, and a follow-up book called The Long Ride Home, which tell the stories of what happened on these long horseback journeys we did in Mongolia and other places. And then he would go in and out of it like a lot of normal kids do. However, now he really loves to ride, and I maintain a horse for him in Texas, and he comes and rides with me here. I live in Germany now. Whenever we're together, and we're together every few weeks. So, and he knows that he needs a horse that's trained in this way, and he's wise enough not to just get up on any horse.
Okay.
But it's got to be a horse he knows, with people he trusts. But yeah, he loves it.
I'm the same, absolutely. And I was horse riding for years as a kid. You were recently here in Ireland at the Dublin Horse Show. Can you tell us about the Child Vision here in Dublin, what they want to do?
Yes, absolutely. So I've been working with Child Vision in Drumcondra for over 10 years now. Horseboy method and movement method, and I've seen them take it from very small beginnings to really expanding it. They have this amazing team of therapists. They're equine therapists and an occupational therapist who all work together, and they deliver incredible results, not just for autism but all sorts of other disabilities right across the spectrum. What's really interesting about Child Vision is they have horses in the middle. They are one of the only places I know of that are working with these special needs populations right in the middle of an inner city area. And but they still don't really have very good facilities. They're outside in the wind and the rain. That's all right for the staff, but for the kids, some of them, that can be difficult because some of them have low immunity. So it's very difficult if they get a chill. So anyway, Child Vision are fundraising to put in a state-of-the-art equine assisted therapy center in the middle of Dublin, and it'll be something quite unique in the world, really. An inner city place under a big covered arena that is dedicated not just to teaching inner city kids how to ride, but specifically for the special needs population of a capital city, in the West. I don't know of anything like this anywhere else, so I really do hope people will support them. I know they need to raise a fair bit of money to see this happen, but I have every faith that they will.
Good on them. Child Vision, if you want to go and look it up. Lassie, can I just ask you, what advice have you for parents who might be in a similar situation that you found yourself in all those years ago?
Well, we have a website which I would send people to, which goes into this brain effect that I talked about and how to get it at home. What you want to do is you don't want to be reliant on any outside agency. If you're a parent, you need to learn how to do this yourself.
Okay.
And you don't need a horse. I'm going to say that three times because people say, "Oh, I need a horse." And I say, "No, I kept saying you don't need a horse." So listen to me, Kathy. You don't need a horse. You don't need a horse. You don't need a horse if you're doing it at home. What you do need is a 24/7 culture of this kind of movement. So, what does that mean? It means put swings from the ceiling. It means let them bounce on the furniture. It means do take them outside into nature all the time. I don't just mean once a week. I mean get these brain effects that I'm talking about through the delivery of activities that we will guide you through on our website. If parents are in this position, here is the website to go to: kidsmustmove.com. If you're a parent, that's what you need: kidsmustmove.com.
Okay.
Get on there now. It is a paying website if you want all of our lesson plans, but if you just want to know the brain science and the basics of what to do, it's free. So go on there. If it's horseboy that you want to learn, let's say you're an equine therapist and you want to learn how to do this, go to horseboymethod.com, horseboymethod.com. But if you're a parent sitting in an apartment or sitting in a house wondering, "My gosh, what am I going to do?" kidsmustmove.com. And there's also an email link there to us. Follow it, tell us what's up, and we'll help guide you to also to places like Child Vision who can deliver.
Amazing. Rupert, thank you so much for taking the call this morning. Really interesting stuff. There we go. That was developer of the Horse Boy and Movement Method, Rupert Isaacson, speaking to us about his son Rowan and how he incredibly stumbled upon an equine therapy that helps so many families in the world today. As Rupert said, you can go to Kids Must Move. Kids Must Move is the website. Go and check them out.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.